Glory be to Jesus. I want to bless God for our lives. It was a very awesome prayer session when Mommy began with us by the Holy Spirit, and she released herself for the Holy Spirit to quicken our heart. And then as we moved into the service, I could see that the Lord began to prevail. Prayer session, the prayer session that Deacon Damilola took, and then to the ministration of the song. While Oluwatoyin began to minister, she entered a dimension very important that I became more afraid of the Holy Spirit. In the course of the night, I was praying and I was asking the Lord of what he will want me to, what he want to say to us, the word for us today. I was praying. I took the Bible. I was praying. I was checking the word. I was waiting. I thought I got a direction. And while I got that direction, I began to pray more on that direction. Sometimes when I pray more on a word that I've received, that is when I will know for certainty whether that is the word that the Holy Spirit has ordained for such a time. At times, I will have a refrain in my spirit. It might not be the right time for that word to come, or the Holy Spirit might be saying, that is not the word that I want to speak. So, while I kept praying before I went to sleep, as a matter of fact, I went to sleep when I realized I didn't have breakthrough over that word. So, I surrendered to him that whatever it is going to have his way this morning. So while Mommy was praying, I began to enter into fellowship with the Lord, following and flowing with the line she was leading us to pray. I have a reason why I'm saying this to you. And then, right there, the Holy Spirit began to give a direction of the word that he want to speak. You will take note, if you notice me, I was with my phone. So as I was receiving, he was just speaking spontaneously. So I needed to be putting certain things down right there on my device as I was listening and hearing him still praying. Now, you are going to be surprised, or maybe it will not surprise you, but it should encourage our spirit that why, you know, Deaconess Oluwatoyin began to minister, she now entered a dimension and she began to emphasize waiting. And do you know what the Lord said is saying to us this morning? The power of waiting on him. The power of waiting on God. the power of waiting on God. The power of waiting on God. Now, I'd like you to understand that God does not joke with waiting on Him. The way God proves love is different from the way we prove love. We prove love by what somebody can give us. When God is giving us, we think, oh, He loves us. Of course, giving is an aspect of loving. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. But for God, and I want you to take note, because what the Lord is going to be dealing with is very important. For God, God does not prove love by giving primarily. God proves love by waiting. God knows that you cannot love without giving. As a matter of fact, a moment love captures your heart, giving becomes very easy for you. You want to give without being asked. So God knows that giving is not going to be a problem when love is in place. And that is why you realize that some people, they find it very difficult to give to God. There is a dimension that people cannot release their resources. They cannot release themselves. They cannot give their time. They cannot give, because love has a dimension in giving. But God also knows that some people can give to an extent and yet they may not love. For the fact that you give does not mean that you love. Sometimes you can even give in order to accomplish your selfish desire. There is an intention in your heart while you are giving. Somebody can give to trap. Somebody can give for evil purpose. Somebody can give for any form of reason. So God knows that this giving, of course you can't love without giving, but God knows that I don't prove love by giving. How does God prove love? God prove love and friendship with Him by waiting. This is the way of the Lord. God will prove your friendship, my friendship. He will prove my burning desire for Him, my love for Him. He will prove that by my waiting. God also proves obedience by waiting. When you say you obey God, I want to obey God. God wants to prove it by waiting. God also proves faith by waiting. God proves our faith by waiting. God proves our hope. When you say, I hope, I have hope, God knows. How do we know you really have this hope? It is going to be tested by waiting. And can I announce to you right now, quality things, they are produced by waiting. Things that are quality, great things, and also things that will last, things things that will not spoil very quickly. You know, we are in the generation now of a quick microwave generation. It has to be quick. I have to see it quickly. My prayer has to be answered quickly. But you know, great things takes time. Quality things, to produce quality things, to produce things that are worth, you know, the effort, they take time. You can build a bungalow and say you want to build a bungalow maybe within 1 week or thereabout, or 2 weeks. But you want to build, you know, skyscraper. You want to build story buildings. It has to take time. You need iron. You need foundation. Certain things have to be put in. So great things, quality things require waiting. That is the reason God proves our friendship, proves our love by waiting. And I want you to understand that things that will not spoil on time, things that will last, things that will stand the test of time, they require waiting. Also, things that will stand the test of pressure, things that will not quickly, you know, whatever you quickly accomplish can be quickly dismantled. But whatever takes so much time, it can come down. But don't forget, that thing has been cracking for a long time. A crack has been happening. Satan cannot suddenly pull anything down that is strong. Satan himself knows to put such down require a little crack that you are not giving attention to until the sudden falling down will take place. So I want you to take note this morning that what defines genuine friendship with God is our waiting. Isaiah chapter 40, very quickly. Isaiah chapter 40. And I'd like to read from verse 28. He said, have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not faint, nor is he weary? His understanding is inscrutable, is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait upon the Lord, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I'd like you to understand what I'm establishing very quickly. That we cannot go far with God without waiting on him. We can't go far in our relationship with God. We cannot amount to anything in the hand of God without waiting on him. Why? God proves our friendship, our connection, our relationship with him by our waiting on him. By our waiting on him, most things, great things that God can do with any life will come by that life waiting on him. And I want you to take note. Friendship is tested in waiting. Friendship is tested in waiting. Because friendship is built on confidence. So it has to be tested with waiting. When you call somebody your friend, what you are saying is that I have confidence in this person. That no matter what, when other people fail me, she will not fail me. So friendship is defined by confidence. And that is why to test friendship, to develop that confidence, that is where waiting comes in. So I'd like you to take note very quickly. I won't be explaining so much from now. Waiting on God is a battle. In Exodus chapter 34, Exodus chapter 24, verse 14, you are going to realize that Moses was to go up to go and have a time with God for the people of God. And while he was to go, don't forget this man Moses had learned waiting on God. He could spend time with God as if spending 40 days as if it is today. Because when you are in friendship, you lose the language of hurry. In Exodus 24, 14, and Moses said to the elders, wait here for us until we come back to you. Indeed, Aaron and all are with you. If any man has a difficulty, let him go to them. Moses made a great mistake of asking people to go to people who can never wait. Moses and Joshua were to go on that journey. Moses was to go and meet with God. Joshua, his assistant, was going to stay at the feet of the mountain. Let me quickly say this. You know, you don't question God's selection of people. God does not choose those who cannot wait for him. Why do you think God have to choose Joshua? I think one of the reasons God chose Joshua is that part of what Joshua had learned in following Moses is the character of waiting. I don't know whether I'm correct according to scripture. So Moses said, these leaders are with you, Aaron and Hur. When you have any difficulty, go to them. And Moses spent 40 nights, 40 days on the mountain communicating with God. But when you check Exodus chapter 32, later on your own time you can read. Exodus chapter 32, verse 1 says, now when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, come, make us gods that shall go before us. I want you to see God's people. I'm bringing a point out to you. The most terrible disease among God's people from then till now is the ability to wait for God. The most challenging thing when you are a Christian, when you are a believer, that you can have with God is the ability to wait on God. And the most important thing God will ever test to validate his friendship, his confidence in any person, he will prove the waiting capacity, the waiting ability of the person. You know, obedience has brought us here, isn't it? You know how much we linger before coming here. Now, God is going to prove our ability, our faithfulness to wait. 1 major problem that has been among God's people, and it is still happening today. People leave. They leave. They don't. They are not stable with God because they cannot wait on Him. Some people's lives are in mess now, not because they are not gifted, not because they are not talented, but because they are unstable. They cannot stay in a place for long. They cannot wait in an assignment for long. A little waiting like this, they are nauseated. I don't know whether you understand that. I have seen quite wonderful people that the only reason that their lives are a mess is because they lack the patience to wait. And I see that the Lord is dealing with us. That what I want to do with your life will require waiting. They went to Aaron and they said, "This Moses delayed in coming." And they said to him, "Come, make us gods that shall go before us." These people cannot wait. They just want to be moving. Moving by another god. Now look at what they said. "For as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." I won't be able to, when on your own time, please read further. The man that Moses trusted, the man that was his own brother, that God has, you know, appointed to be his spokesman. You know, it is wrong to have a wrong person as your spokesman. How can you see Moses' spokesman? Somebody who ought to stand up and say, "See, he had told us he's going. He has handed you over that you come to me. Let's wait for him." If Aaron had told the people that, "See, let us wait for God." Do you know in our time today, many pastors are the reason why people cannot wait on the Lord. Many preachers, they preach to make people to think, "Oh, it's because you don't know the Lord. That's why your life is, that's why you have not given birth. That's why you are still at this level." They don't know that the waiting of God is the processing of God. Dickness Oluwatoyi mentioned that. Why God, what God wants to give you is nothing to God. But who God wants to make you is something to him. Olami. What God want to, God, if God gives you this old world, it has made nothing out of him. God can create another world in the twinkle of an eye. I said, what shall it profit a man that gains the whole world? So if a man will even gain the whole world, it means nothing to God. God can give you anything, he won't feel it. So what makes so much something to God is not what he gives you, is who he makes you. And that is where making is so important to God. Because what you give, what you are given, you can lose it easily. But who you are made, it will take time before you are lost. What do you think Saul and David, I'm still coming there. Why do you, and this word, I want it to sink. I said, God is doing something this morning. Why do you think somebody like Saul was quickly out of the way and somebody like David endured? Saul was a microwave king. David was a process king. Don't be a microwave child of God. Don't be a microwave servant of God. Don't be a microwave somebody that receives things from God. Saul could not last. There are people who are not lasting with God today just because they were microwave blessed. David was processedly blessed. See, what you get through process has a way of enduring. What you get very quickly can disappear. So this leader who happened to be a spokesperson
for Moses. Instead for him, excuse me, what was he supposed to say to the people? Eh? Wait! But do you know what he said to people? Bring your earrings, bring your jewelries. And the Bible says he made a calf, a god out of it. Because, see, people lack patience to wait. That is the major problem of many people. People cannot wait. See, when God is going to make your life, he will make you through waiting. No one carries valley of God that God does not process in waiting. Abraham. What made our father Abraham today? Waiting on God. What will make your life is not what God gives to you. Don't be a gift-driven believer. It is who God can make out of you. And making requires waiting. That's why those who pass the test of waiting, what God makes out of them is always glorious. Anna, when God gave the first son, look at the first son. When Rachel, that was denied, look at the first son Rachel was going to have was Joseph. Look at what God made out of. See, waiting pays. Waiting on God. Somebody say waiting on God. It pays. If you read that Exodus chapter 32 before I begin to just see how we can tie the knot. God became so angry. Why was God angry? What led to their sin? Let me tell you, inability to wait on God is the open door to sin. Do you know if Eve and Adam had waited in the garden to say, Satan has suggested this to us, but we will wait for the one who put us here. We will not make decision on our own. Even though this thing look good. He's our friend. He's our master. He's our God. We will wait for him. Let's table this before him. Do you know they will have escaped that terrible disaster? What waiting can do in our life, waiting on God, you cannot fathom it. In Job chapter 35 verse 14, Job chapter 35 verse 14, the life of Job is the life that was tested by waiting. All that Job claimed about God was tested by waiting. And something was said to Job in Job chapter 35 verse 14. Although you say you do not see him, sometimes you don't see God. Sometimes you pray, it looks as if the presence of God is not there. Sometimes he promises you, there is a place in the book of Job. Job said, when I waited for his light, darkness came on me. This is the man Job saying this. I waited for his light. Sometimes you are saying you are waiting on God, and the next thing you are going to see, you have fasted, you have just finished like 70 days fasting, expecting God to show up. The next thing you are going to see is a challenge. Now look at it. He said in Job 35, 14, although you say you do not see him, for the fact that you are not seeing him does not mean you should not wait for him. When you know he's your friend, you will have confidence in him that even though I don't see him, are you getting what I'm saying? Even though when you don't see him, wait for him. Even though when it looks as if his promises lingers, even though when it looks as you should see his presence, but you are saying the opposite. Dekin Damilola, what should you do? Wait for him. He said, although you say you do not see him, yet justice is before him. And you must do what? It's in your Bible. You must do what? Job 35 verse 14. You must do what? Wait for him. Waiting on God is a must if you claim to have a genuine friendship. And if you want to have that friendship, if you are going to have God as your friend, you must learn. It's a must, not an option. We must tell our children, my children, you must wait on God. Even though, look at the scripture we read, I may not be able to go back there. But do you know why he was saying to you that even the youth, they faint? He was saying to you that those who think they don't have need of the strength of God, they will fail if they cannot wait. Because there are people who say, why should I wait on him? I have all that I need to move. I have all that I need to live. I have all that I need to do what I want to do. A daughter in the Lord was still saying to me from UK yesterday night, she was still saying to me, she said, sir, the reason many people are suffering so much spiritually here is that when they get to this place, they think they don't need God. She said to me, she said, sir, if your life is not standing strong with God in Nigeria and you come to this place in UK, you will lose God completely. He said, because things, you will have nothing to pray about anymore. You will think you have nothing to pray about. But in the midst of that, she was telling me yesterday that there was a particular, that there are some, even the citizens have some terrible sickness. She was telling me of a particular man who has been using, I don't know what they call this rubber they used to wee-wee, has been using it for about a catheter for about 56 years ago. He has been using that for about, she says, there are many kinds of people who are sick who are there. So you can have certain things and it makes you to look like, I don't need to wait on God. Isaiah chapter 40 says, the youth, they themselves, that think they have the strength, they can run here and there, their strength will fail them. Oh, I don't want to take you too much far. How did Saul lose his throne? How did he lose his purpose? How did he lose his destiny? Simple instruction. Wait. When I was afraid, when these people were on me, when God does not listen to excuse of you not being able to wait on him until he comes, until he's the one that is standing for you. Because he believes that every excuse not to wait on him is the excuse of betrayal of relationship. Because God proves his relationship with us, our friendship with him, by waiting. That is how he does it. Okay, let's round off. So that mommy can lead us in a few 5-minute prayer. We need to go and join them in the house of prayer very quickly. Now, let me say this to you very quickly. Take note of this. Take note of this. Take note of this. It's quite important. It's quite important. Now, when you wait on the Lord, what is the test of waiting? What is the test of waiting? The test of waiting on God is the test of believing in him when it does not make sense. Test of believing in the personality of your friend, Jesus. Test of believing in him. Believing him. Believing him. When it doesn't make any sense at all. We are here. It doesn't make sense. Some people may be passing and say, what are these people doing here? But we have come to believe him. He told us to come here. We are here. It might look like this place is somehow, but in the place where he has instructed, you believe him. That is test of waiting. You believe him when it doesn't look like it. Abraham believed God. Abraham believed God. I love that scripture in Genesis chapter 15. Abraham believed God and it was credited unto him. Genesis 15:6. Abraham believed the Lord. Genesis 15:6. And he credited to him as righteousness. Who credited that? God. He said to Abraham, because you have believed me, I have credited that to you as being right with me. Genesis 15:6. Number two, the test of waiting on God is the test of believing his word. The test of believing his word, even when it looks like there are signs, there are no signs that it will come to pass. You believe his word. We were here on Friday, we were praying, and as we were praying here, you know, after mommy led us in prayer and I took over, and I was saying to us here on Friday, I said, the Lord has said certain things to us concerning this new center that we have come to in Sabolugbe here, and it may look like how will it come to pass. But the test of waiting, God, you don't need to believe the word of God when it looks that everything will make it a reality. Abraham was old. Abraham, Sarah was old. God was saying, I read the scripture that says they were as good as dead. Their body, that God brought out a son. But yet, they believed the word of the Lord. Are we going to believe the word of the Lord? I don't know. There are certain things God has been speaking about your future. God has been speaking concerning your life. God has promised you some years back, maybe when you were in school. But it looks like, how will those things be? The test of waiting is the test of believing on the word of God when there are no physical signs to justify them. The test of waiting on God is the test of not giving up on him. Test of not giving up on him. Job did not give up on God. You must prove your love, your friendship, by saying, I will not give up on you. God is looking for a Christianity in this end time that is not based on transaction, that is not based on what God can do. But Lord, see, no, take the ministry. If God says, I'm taking this ministry away from you, I'm taking everything, I take everything, will I still remain? Will I still hold on to him? Am I serving the Lord because I'm a pastor? Because there is a pulpit to preach? That is useless. That's a useless relationship. In spite of all that Job passed through, he did not give up on God. That is how God proves your waiting is a test. Number what now? Number four. The test of waiting is the test to stick to him as the only option that you have. The test to stick to him. Do you see that it is this morning as I was? Can you see why I told you that it was coming spontaneously? So I didn't. This was received, what I'm sharing with you right here. The test to stick to him as the only option that you have. The only option. If you check all through the scriptures, you will realize that these were men. The men that stick to God, they had God as the only option. Every time you have an alternative, you cannot wait on God. Every time you have an alternative, you cannot wait on God. Thank you, Jesus. Test of waiting on God is the test to endure the test of time. Endure the test of time of waiting. Endure the test of time of waiting. No woman become pregnant and at the first trimester want to bring forth. No matter how she feels, when you tell her, Madam, will you bring forth now? She will say, I come against that demon speaking to me. And Madam, the way you are feeling, we don't like the way you are feeling. Can the child quickly come out now? He said, this one is a demon speaking. No matter how the woman feels, the woman knows, I have to endure until my time. time will come, my Koto Seledia. Until my time will come. There are certain things we have to endure. God works with the process of time. The Bible says concerning Sarah in Genesis chapter 18, when you check later, God visited Sarah as he has said, according to the time of life, what God said he was going to do. God now visited. There was a process. Whatever God is doing with us, there is a process. And in the process, we can cringe. There can be pain. Sometimes you come, you don't feel like it. You come to this place now in the morning. You know the way you come when you are in the house of prayer. But you come here and you still see this place. And say, when with this roof? When will God help us to roof this place? You come, you see floor. You know, sometimes you don't even have the morale. Sometimes you don't have. But you know, test of waiting is the test of enduring that test of time. Of your waiting. You have to. There are certain things they are. You just have to. You must. Just like the example I've cited to you about a pregnant woman. Can you say you love a pregnant woman and say, Madam, by 4 months, may you give birth? I say, Madam, it's because I love. I don't want you to go through the pain of 9 months. Oh. May you. The madam will say, sir, you are a devil. How can you pray that by 4 months I give birth to what? What will she give birth to? In your womb of destiny now, God is causing certain things to develop. God is at work. Maybe you are in your 7 months. Maybe you are in your 6 months. When the angel came to Mary, he said, your cousin Elizabeth is in her 6th month. That was the beginning of Mary. Somebody may be in a 6th month. You are just starting 1 week. Oh, go and rejoice with the person. Don't envy the one in the 6th month. Don't fight the one in the 6th month. You also will get to your 6th month. You will get to your 7. You will get to your 8. You will get to your 9. You will bring forth. But you have to wait. Quickly, Mary ran to Elizabeth. She was in her 6th month. But this one was just coming up. I don't know why people envy people. You don't know. If they look at you riding Okada today, and God is saying, oh, you are there. You are just, maybe you have not even started your 1 week. And you are trying to be like others who are in their 9th month. Celebrate every testimony that people share in the name of the Lord. Any genuine testimony. When people are moving forward, don't feel bad. When people are doing, even your mate that you went to school together. When people are doing, don't feel bad. We saw a movie yesterday and I will recommend that movie that you need to see it at home. What's the name of that movie? Do you remember that movie? Two Chasing Shadows. Two Chasing Shadows. I want you to check that movie when you get home. And please take note and see that movie. We took time. We started about 2 days back. We finished that movie because there are about 3 parts. You will learn certain things. This is important. All right. I think, has the Lord spoken to us this morning? As I'm talking to you as your brother, I see people who are in their 9th month. I see people who are just going to the labor room to deliver. I see people who are carrying their babies. And it looks as if you are not going to carry your own baby of destiny. You are not going to carry the baby of your purpose, of the fruit, of the promises of God. For the fact that some people are coming out of the labor room with the fruit, with their child of purpose, their child of harvest, their child of the fulfillment of the promises of God. Let's rally around them. Let's celebrate them. Maybe you are in your 3 months. Don't say, Lord, now. You know, we pray some prayers. Lord, 3 months. Now, do you know there are some prayers God will never answer? If he answers them, he abort his plan for your life. Olami, I will continue this part 2 next week, if the Lord tarries. There is a word in power of waiting on God. If God answers some of our now prayer, Lord, now, Lord, now, Lord, before you ask God now, we better receive a knowing in the spirit, a knowing in the world that this is now. When it is now, then push. When it is now, but see, how can you at the third month be saying, God, now, the seed has to be released. Now, the fulfillment has to come. Now. And God is saying, son, your prayer means I should have bought my plan for you. Your prayer means you don't want to have this testimony. You want to cancel it. You want to just terminate this. And the Lord is saying, son, it is by waiting. It is by waiting. Please take note of this. The power of waiting. When you wait, you will never be put to shame. Psalm 25 and verse 3. Indeed, let no one who wait on you be ashamed. Psalm 25 verse 3. No one really wait on the Lord and is ashamed. Let those be ashamed who dealt treacherously without cause. Number 2, you will escape a life of error. Psalm 25 verse 5. Lead me in your truth. Psalm 25 verse 5. And teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. You will escape a life of error. There are people today, they are now regretting that I wish I would have waited. That is the movie. When you check that movie, you realize what I'm saying. I wish I should have waited because they have now entered into error. See, Satan can trap us into a life of regret and error when we receive grace to wait on God. Number 3, you will fulfill God's purpose for your life on time, at the right time. The purpose of God for your life will be fulfilled. It will not be aborted. Look at what God said concerning Saul. I have rejected him as a king. The purpose of God concerning Saul was aborted. Number 4, you will have God's best at last. Those who wait on God, they have God's best at last. God gave Abraham one seed, but that seed has produced you and I. Out of that seed, the whole nation, the nations of the earth will be blessed. You don't need 20 seed. When God gives you one quality seed, it can become the entire forest. You will have God's best at last. Number 5, you will outrun those who couldn't wait on God. Psalm 37 verse 7, you will outrun those who couldn't wait on God. Psalm 37 verse 7 says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his ways. There are people who are only prospering in their ways, not in God's ways. Don't envy them. It is not all prosperity that comes from God. Because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Do you see that scripture? Take note of it. Psalm 37 verse 7, people bring wicked schemes to pass. They devise those things and God permit those things for their destruction. They will devise scheme to cheat, devise scheme to fraud, devise scheme to steal, devise scheme to lie, devise scheme to carry something out to achieve outside God. And somebody will say, why did, if it, God did not like it, we should go. It's not everything that God permits that he approves. Psalm 37 verse 9, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the heart. Verse 10 of Psalm 37, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Do you see it? Yet a little while, those who are prospering now, that you are envying now, that have taken alternative, what they are enjoying now will soon fizzle out. They will be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. Do you see the word of God? Maybe lastly, the power of waiting on the Lord, you will be honored specially by God. You can't wait on God and he will waste you. You wait on God, he honors you specially. Proverbs 27 verse 18. You wait on God in obedience. You wait on God in faith. You wait on God in love. You are not taking alternative route. God will honor you specially. Proverbs 27 18. Whosoever keeps the fig tree will eat its fruit. So he who wait on his master, what will happen to that person? He will be honored. Olami. Thank you, Jesus.
Can you ask the Lord, Lord, give me the spirit of waiting. The spirit to wait on you. The spirit to wait on you. The grace to wait on you. Help me to wait on you.
Help me to wait on you, Lord Jesus. Father, help me to wait on you.
Help me, Lord,
help me to wait on you.
Help
me, Lord, help me to wait on you, Father. In the name of Jesus,
help me to wait on you, Father.
Lord, help me to wait on you. Lord, help us to wait on you. In the name of Jesus. Father, help us to wait on you. Lord, help us to wait on you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to wait on you. Father, help us to wait on you. Lord, help us to wait on you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to wait on you. Daddy, help us. Give us the grace. Give us the ability, the enablement, oh God, to wait on you. Daddy, to endure the process. In the name of Jesus, Daddy, I need your help, oh God. I said to help us, oh God. Daddy, help us to wait on you. In the name of Jesus, the ability, the enablement, oh God, to wait on you, that it release upon us. In the name of Jesus, Father, help me to wait on you. Lord, help me to wait on you. Lord, help me to wait on you. In the name of Jesus, Father, help me to wait on you. Lord, help me to wait on you. In time of trial, in time of death, oh God, help me to wait on you. In the name of Jesus, Father, help me to wait on you, oh God. Rekezotoli rima koshede, reba kozetele moriana kashada.
We are praying.
Amen.
Many people have aborted their destiny with God because of inability to wait. Many people are, you know, they have stopped God because, you know, devil cannot stop God when it comes to our life. Devil cannot stop God when it comes to the issue of our destiny. But we can actually stop God. Many people have stopped God. Many people have stopped the move of God because of inability to wait on God. Because of inability to wait on him. Many people have put the destiny, they have jeopardized the destiny of their generation because of our inability to wait on God. Eve could not wait to ask God, God, is it true? Is it true that with this that you say we should not eat? A serpent came today and said we should eat it, and when we eat, we will become like you. He did not wait to ask God. Adam did not wait to ask God. Until today, every man that is born into the world has become a sinner. We have become a sinner. Abraham could not wait on the promise of God. You know, Daddy was saying it, that the scripture said, God said, Abraham believed God, it was accounted for righteousness. He could not wait. God told him, wait, I'm going to give you a son. And because Sarah came to Abraham, he said, let's find means of helping God. God has promised us a son. This is my servant. Hagar is here. Can you just, maybe God will bring that son through him or through her. Let's quickly do something to help God. He could not wait totally on God. And now everyone on earth is suffering the repercussion. When we wait on God, just like Daddy said, we are not wasting away. When we learn to wait on God, we are not doing ourselves any evil. We are doing ourselves the most good. When we learn to wait on God, we are doing ourselves good. We are doing our generation unborn good. Can we ask Holy Spirit, help me to wait on God.
Oh Lord, help
even
me
if it's not looking like it. Even if it's looking as if I'm wasting away. Even if it's looking as if there is no hope for me waiting on God. Help me to wait on God. Happy. Lord, help me, Lord, help me. Of my appointed time, I will wait on the Lord until my change comes. I will wait until I'm transformed. I will wait until he make out of me what he desire. I will wait on him until he showcase me. I will wait until his glory bursts forth in me. I will wait until I become like him. Oh, he may be hiding me now. I will wait on him. I will wait on his making. I will wait on his grace. I will wait all the days of my appointed time. I will wait. He waited. And the Bible said the latter end of Job was much more better than his beginning. His end was much more better than his beginning. When we learn to wait on God, we will continue to radiate his glory. We'll continue to be like him. I want us to pray, Lord, help me to wait on you. Help me, Lord, to believe in you. That's the test of our waiting. Help me to believe in you. Help me to believe in your word. Help me to believe in you, Lord. Help me to believe in your word. Help me, oh God, not to give up on you, Lord. Help me, oh God, to stick to you. These are the 4 points that he has given to us as the test of our waiting. Help me to believe you. Help me to believe your word. Help me to stick to you. Help me, oh God, oh, not to give up on you. Not to give up on you. Oh, you know you cannot give up on us. We know you can't give up on us. Help me not to give up on you. Help me not to give up on you. Help me not to give up on you. Help me not to give up on you, Lord.
Help me not to give up on you. Amen.
Because of the brevity of time, I want to read that Isaiah 40 verse 31. I want to read Amplified Version. But those who wait for the Lord, who expects, who look for, who hope in him, shall change and renew their strength. They will change. They will be refreshed. No wonder the Lord started with us with that. They will be renewed. They will be refreshed. They will change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God. Those who wait on God, they will be close to God. They will be close to God. As long as we are waiting, we are moving closer to God by the day. In the place of waiting, it's not a place of moving backward. It's a place of moving forward, moving closer to God. Close to God. as eagles mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. Don't let anybody talk us out of waiting on God. Don't let anybody talk you out of waiting on God. Don't let anybody say you are waiting on God and there's nothing to show for it. Oh, don't let anybody talk us out of waiting on God. All the days of my appointed time, I will wait. I want to quickly read again Psalm 20, Isaiah 28 and verse 16. Then we'll pray. Isaiah 16. Isaiah 28, verse 16. Oh, shetele bada bada bada. As we wait, we move close to God. Mande regle vro shetegla bada. Eredabo zia shetegle veda bada bo. Livre bede geta bo shetegla. The Bible says, let me take it for amplified again. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am laying in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of sure foundation. He who believes. See, God is constant. God cannot be moved. His promises cannot change. His words cannot fail. And God promised anything, he has the ability to do it. His word has been proven and seen to be true. I am laying in Zion for a foundation stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of sure foundation. He will believe, he will trust in, he will rely on and adhere to that stone, will not be ashamed or give way to hastened away in sudden panic. He who believe, King James translation says, he who believe will not make haste. If we believe in God, we won't make haste. If we believe in God, we will not outrun him. If we believe in God, we will not do as King Saul did. The people are pressing on me. They are almost here. The people were telling me, oh yeah, make the sacrifice. Since we have not seen the prophet, make the sacrifice so that the enemy will not overcome us. Instead of waiting and be rest assured that God is going to show up, he went ahead, he believed the people, he obeyed the people, and he lost the kingdom. Hey, when we believe in God, we won't make haste. His word is sure, his foundation is sure, his promises are sure. It takes us to believe in him to assess his greatness. It takes us to believe in him. It takes us to trust in him. It takes us to wait on him. If you are waiting on God, you cannot be moved. If you are waiting on God, you cannot be disappointed. It may take time. And the Bible says in Habakkuk, he said, though it take time, wait. Wait. Whatever that is taking time, there is greatness of God in it. Wait. Can we cry to the Lord, we receive the baptism of waiting on you. The baptism of waiting on you. The baptism of this morning with that baptism of waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. Come on. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. Can we just allow the Holy Spirit to do the groaning through us? To do that groaning through us. So groan through us. Mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
You know, one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is patience. That is waiting. That is waiting. That is waiting. I want us to release ourselves to the Holy Spirit just to pray in tongue for a few moments as I believe in this place. The Holy Spirit, let this fruit, let it take root in us. That fruit of waiting on God. That fruit of waiting on God. That fruit of waiting on God. Let it take root inside us. Let it be in us. The fruit of patience. Waiting on the Lord patiently. Even when it looks as if we are not seeing the manifestation. Even when it knows that we will not stagger. We will not stagger in His word. We will not stagger in His promise. The Holy Spirit.
Mama, oh my God. Reposatoria. Reposatoria.